Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, let's become a little bit, shift gears, become a little bit more serious. And we wanted to understand the, well, I don't want to use the word impact, but the impact of the Houthi strike on Israel. Houthis, of course, we know have anti-ship missile systems. What kind of technology do they have available to them? We know that there were some forms of human error with regard to the Tel Aviv drone strike, but the fact is that they managed to get through. What else do they have in their arsenal, and how dangerous is this? Brigadier General, retired Dr. Ephraim Lapid, he's a senior research fellow at the Europa Institute. He's a former IDF spokesperson. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning to you all. Yes, we face now a set mm-hmm. of threats from different fronts. This night, we had to cope with two rockets from Iraq, also sponsored by Iran, like the case that we speak about, mm-hmm. The Houthis in Yemen. So Yemen, a divided country, which was known generally as a very unadvanced country, has now technologies that can be directed to specific cities, specific facilities, and they succeeded to enter Tel Aviv after more than 200 trials to hit different sites in Israel. The technology, as we know, is supplied mm-hmm. by Iran, and Iran see from their point of view a multilateral fronts that can hit Israel from the north, from the south, from the east, from the very, very far south, like Yemen. And what is specific and unbelievable, that Yemen is also a threat not only to Israel, it is a threat to the international maritime movement and the international business. And the fact that United States and UK especially are in the front of coping with them, and they don't succeed to cut their abilities until we Israel had to do it by a surprise attack. From their point of view, it was a surprise attack, and more than 200 Air Force facilities were involved in this attack. Something that the world can study lessons from, not only from our abilities, but especially from our strength and commitment to cope with every threat that we have to face.
I keep asking the same question, and something I'm failing to understand is, we know the Houthis are backed by Iran. You said so in the beginning. This Iraqi missile again from Iran, Hezbollah firing from Lebanon. Iran is clearly doing everything they can to make sure they don't get involved in the war, and using their proxies. Why is it that Israel and the world is allowing this misdirection and this fallacy? Because it's a construct. Everybody knows it's a construct, and Iran is getting away with it, it would seem.
You are right that it's unbelievable that we allow, the world, and including Israel.
Yes.
The threat of Iran is much more than a front of Israel alone. And we can't afford, we really can't afford to do it alone. We need the political backing, the military backing, if you want, from different types of backing, not only United States. We need also some allies in the Middle East in order to do it. I think and I feel that Israel is not willing now to open an international front like Iran. It differs if we have to cope with Hamas, with Hezbollah, which are directly on our borders, and to open the third circle of Iran simultaneously with those fronts that we fight every day and night. Every day and night, it's something beyond our abilities now.
The reality, though, as well, is that nations all around the world are being impacted by the attacks from Yemen. Is that not enough to precipitate some form of action?
I agree that Yemen, on one hand, is a symbol. And the fact that we immediately gave the answer to the attack to Tel Aviv means that we will not give up like we gave in the last 200 cases that we directed them, we attacked them. But we didn't attack directly Yemen. Now, Hodeidah Harbor is a very important infrastructure to Yemen. It's also relevant to the what I said before about the international maritime routes that Yemen is exactly on these sides, and I hope that the world see what Israel initiated in order to follow it.
In terms of the capability that the Houthis have, because of course they've had almost unfettered, it's not as though they have to smuggle weapons in like Gaza or those areas. The military capability of Yemen, of the Houthis, not of Yemen. What is that like?
I don't know exactly, but we see that the ability is not the independent ability. It is something that is permanently multiplied by Iran, so I think that the amount is unlimited.
The distance between Yemen and Israel, I would imagine, is of great value to Israel in terms of conflict, and we see this when Israel responded last at the beginning of the week or the end of the week, when they had to refuel on the way there and back. That must be of some value to Israel.
If we remember the attacks that the Israeli Air Force had in the history of more than 70 years of Israel, we were in Iraq, we were in Tunisia, we were in far Syria, I mean in the strategic attacks, I don't relate to the tactics. and now in Yemen. Yemen is less than the distance to Iran, but it is also less to the distance of Tunisia that we made in 1986. So this attack means that it's almost 2,000 kilometers from Israel.
Right.
This is a distance for every military facility very far. It means that you understand, and I mentioned that 200 different segments of the Air Force were involved. So this is a very complicated and very very meaningful operation. It is not a daily operation,
right,
of course.
Right. In other words, it.
I hope that the future will be different.
Let's hope that it is. That is where we leave it. Brigadier General Dr. Ephraim Lapid, Senior Research Fellow at the Europa Institute, former IDF spokesperson, talking to us about the Houthis and Yemen.